You know, there were a lot of expressions of outrage and anger and confusion from members of the public when it was announced by the government of Papua New Guinea that they were going to enter into this arrangement with Australia to take on persons who were seeking asylum in Australia, but now would be diverted to Papua New Guinea and Nauru. One of the issues that was raised was the comparison of West Papuan refugees who have been here since 1969 and even some years before that, and who have hardly ever received any attention from this government, have not been, you know, considered for citizenship here or asylum or refugee status. They've just been totally ignored. So a lot of people who are advocates of a free West Papua and who are concerned about the situation have said, hey, you know, how come you're willing to accommodate these people who are coming from some country on their way to Australia, because it was purported that they'd be given some funding, some housing and jobs, and said, you're willing to pay for this, you're willing to accommodate this, they're not even interested in coming to Papua New Guinea, and yet we've got West Papuans who are Melanesians, who are Pacific Islanders, who've been living here since 1950s and 69, etc., and who've been completely ignored. So I guess in a way to appease them and make this arrangement seem more palatable, the government said, well, we're going to take care of them too. So that's how this came about.
What exactly are PNG authorities doing for West Papuan refugees?
Well, there's been an effort to have them registered and considered for citizenship and, you know, even talk of giving land so that they could build their own, you know, place where they could live and so forth. So that all that seems to be happening now.
Where is this land?
In Port Moresby at this stage. I'm not sure exactly where. They haven't mentioned. That was something that I believe Governor Parkop was spearheading.
So when you said that there was some anger initially because people had thought that asylum seekers and refugees that were Australia's responsibility were going to be given housing and so on, all that didn't eventuate. They were given accommodation but not, you know, their own place or anything, and no money from PNG as far as we know. And PNG received, we don't know how much, possibly billions of dollars from Australia. So knowing that these billions were coming in, did that do anything to appease people's feelings?
Not really. There were some elements of society who were, you know, saying, yeah, you know, look, they're giving us something. It's not such a bad deal. And plus, we're such a Christian country. We accommodate everyone. We should all accept them, you know. So there was that thought coming from certain sectors of society or certain groups who were complaining. But many weren't convinced. They were feeling like we were just being used as a deterrent factor.
Are people in Papua New Guinea actually seeing it in a different light now that the millions and millions each year fleeing their homes, not just the handful that have come trying to get to Australia? So are people seeing the West Papuans in a different light, a more sympathetic light perhaps?
You know, that's mostly because of the advancements in technology that have allowed people to have access to more information about what's really happening. You know, a lot of people in Papua New Guinea have absolutely no idea what the West Papua issue is. They don't even know that, you know, this country is part of this island, you know, that it's illegally occupied, that they're brutally suppressed. They have no idea about this, but they are now starting to find out. Because of the internet, for example, because of access to more information, because of the fact that this asylum issue is becoming a global problem and has come to our shores. So, yes, more people are finding out and they're starting to stand up and think and say, hey, hang on, well, they're Melanesians, they're Pacific Islanders, and they're right here on the doorstep. And they're not trying to go to Australia or any other country. They just want their own country to be free. There are those people who are also looking at this and thinking, you know, how come the whole world is very concerned about these refugees that are coming from the Middle East, and they're expressing outrage, and they've got their own, you know, groups that are batting for them and doing everything, protests and whatnot, but no one seems to care about West Papuans. Why is that?
Is it a question of, you mentioned the internet and information, is it a question of just, you know, perhaps not enough information, not enough public relations, for want of a better term?
That is also the fact, and it's also the fact that the global media is very much controlled by the corporate forces. We all know this. They're not going to report about West Papua. They don't come out and say anything about West Papua. Who cares about a bunch of black people dying over there? That's the mindset of the media, in my opinion.